WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Tango in the Night is the group Fleetwood Mac's first album in 5 years. Three members of the band put out solo albums in the intervening time. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has these thoughts on Fleetwood Mac reunited. But first, a sample of the album. This is Big Love.
Looking out for love in the night so still. Oh, how dim your kingdom in that house on the hill. Looking out for love.
Fleetwood Mac was one of the reasons rock and roll during the 1970s wasn't a complete loss. Albums like the one called Fleetwood Mac in 1975 and Rumors in 1977 were amazing, startling records. The fury and force of a song like Go Your Own Way, with singers Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie yelling into a squalling storm of guitars, was like an explosion on the radio. A 70s pop band, which was the way Fleetwood Mac had positioned themselves in the music business marketplace, just wasn't supposed to be this unruly, this eccentric, this aggressive. Fleetwood Mac recently put out its first album in 5 years. It's called Tango in the Night. In the space of those 5 years, the landscape of rock has changed. Bruce Springsteen and Michael Jackson have loomed large in the last half decade. Ballad singers like Whitney Houston have softened the tone of the music. A decade ago, a smart pop band like Fleetwood Mac had to confront the raucous screams of punk rock. You had to issue a position paper, pro or con, on it, and that's what Fleetwood Mac did with Tusk, a double album they put out in 1978. Nowadays, Fleetwood Mac's Tango in the Night has nothing more important to address than Whitney Houston's glossy crooning and U2's sanctimonious preachifying. As a result, Tango in the Night tends to be a rather listless record. There's no sense of urgency in it. You get the feeling that the greatest motivation to record this music was that it was a wise financial decision. Still, there are bits of startling oddity on Tango in the Night, most of them coming from singer Stevie Nicks, who has always traded on her own oddness. Here's a selection from Fleetwood Mac's Tango in the Night, a song written and sung by Stevie Nicks called Welcome to the Room, Sarah.
And it's not terror, in fact. Do I know you? Have I been here before? This is a dream, right? Deja vu, did I come here on my own? Oh, I see. Welcome to the room, Sarah, for starlings. Well,
That was a cut from the new Fleetwood Mac album, Tango in the Night. Stevie Nicks has become the best-known member of the band, primarily by virtue of her husky voice singing, the sort of doe-eyed good looks that inspire the status of rock and roll sex symbol, and that rather delirious songwriting style. The song I just played, Welcome to the Room, Sarah, seems to me a striking pop song, moody and ominous in a way that the lyrics never really make clear. In fact, like most Stevie Nicks songs, even the ones you hear over and over again on the radio, it's impossible to figure out what the heck is going on in that lyric, who Stevie is in thrall to, who she's addressing, who this darn Sarah is. Stevie Nicks is the only rock and roll sex symbol who has arrived at that position by wearing outdated clothes. She still favors platform boots and the sort of tatterdemalion shawls that hippie bands in the 60s wore when they called their female vocalists chick singers. Stevie Nicks is a chick singer for the 80s, by which I mean she transforms her flightiness into art. That's why it doesn't really matter whether her lyrics are up to much. They're used as the rock vocal equivalent of a diary. And by saying that, I don't mean to put down either Nicks's songwriting or diaries. The first has yielded some terrific music, and the second has its place in literature. In a way, that's why the two songs Stevie Nicks has contributed to Tango in the Night, the one I just played and another called Seven Wonders, are the album's best, because they don't need the outside world. Nicks is capable of making narcissism interesting at a time when being narcissistic is one way to get a hit on the pop charts.
Fresh Air's rock critic Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.